Can you tell my listeners what this license would mean and how extensive is it for the Kimberley, this fracking proposal?
Well, it's really a shocking proposal. So there's been interest in fracking in the Kimberley now for quite some time, and people who've got a bit of a memory and a my vintage would remember there was quite a famous campaign called the James Price Point campaign north of Broome to stop fracking the Kimberley via its construction of a new port at James Price Point. So there's been a long history of attempts to frack the Kimberley. As people would know, the Kimberley is one of Australia's natural and cultural values icons. It's subject to a World Heritage Assessment, and the Fitzroy River catchment is one of the most important in Northern Australia. And the current proposal is by a company called Bennett Resources. It's linked to a Texan fossil fuel giant called Black Mountain Energy. They want to start some exploration fracks in the Kimberley. So it's only a small number of fracking wells at this stage for exploration. But what we know with fracking is it kind of spreads like a virus. Once you give approval to a couple of fracking wells, you often rapidly see that expand. So we saw this in Queensland, for example, when Curtis Island was built out of Gladstone as a gas export terminal. We saw fracking just get unleashed across the Queensland landscape. And we're really worried that this would happen as well in the Kimberley. So what we're asking for, at least initially, is for Federal Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek to call in that project and use our existing nature laws and what's called a water trigger under those nature laws to call that project in and assess it for its environmental impact against our federal nature laws.
Okay, and so it's only the federal government that has a say in this. What about the state government, the Western Australian?
Yeah, the state government does too. So the WA Labor government is obviously, it's got an Environmental Protection Agency, which looks at these approvals as well. And the WA Labor government, which has traditionally been very pro-gas, we would be urging them, of course, to also take a very close look at this. We would actually like to see this exploration banned across the Kimberley, let alone commercial use of gas. And the WA government, as people may know, is facing its own state election in March next year, probably just before a May next year federal election. So both the federal and state Labor governments are on notice to keep the Kimberley safe from fracking and gas extraction. One of the reasons why this gas extraction, so there's a lot of pressure on gas extraction at the moment in WA, is because Woodside, one of the biggest gas companies in the world, certainly the largest in Australia, wants to extend its Northwest Shelf gas terminal operations out to 2070. And of course, it needs gas to supply that terminal. And that's why we're looking, Woodside's got its big proposals for gas extraction in Browse offshore, at Browse, adjacent to the famous Scott Reef, area of very high natural values. And it's also looking at fracking in the Kimberley. So there's a lot of pressure at the moment in WA to supply Woodside's Northwest Shelf project extension with new gas fields like Browse in the Kimberley. And that's why that's happening right now.
Okay, and we already know that these multinationals and the governments seem to be quite happy to not only undermine the Australian water sources, artesian wells, as well as the vast indigenous gallery of ancient rock arts when it comes to Woodside's development.
Oh, that's right. I mean, that whole region north in the Broome area around Karratha and north to Broome and inland around the Kimberley and also offshore, as I said, places like Scott Reef, these are areas that are largely intact. They've got exceptionally high natural and cultural values and need to be protected from further gas expansion. That's already an area that's been affected by gas production. And we think that this is now the right time to for the federal government in particular, to rapidly signal a phase out of gas. Gas is a fossil fuel in many cases as polluting as coal, and we need to be closing our gas production, not opening up new basins for gas production, so that we can really be laser focused on making the transition to renewable energy. So these gas projects just simply can't go ahead. Apart from their exceptionally high local values, they're all very high emitting projects. They're carbon bombs in their own right, and for a safe climate, they just simply can't proceed.
Now, what's really interesting about this is, I mean, you're the climate change program manager for the ACF, and I know that a lot of people would have voted for the present federal government because they believe that we would have a renewable energy future. But these gas projects are just on steroids, aren't they?
Oh, they're absolutely huge. Like the Burrup Hub. Each year will circulate through it about the gas causing emissions of about 35 coal projects. Like the emissions associated with these gas projects that people are hearing about at Browse, Scarborough, Beetaloo, Barossa, these big new gas fields across northern Australia people might be hearing about, are huge in their emissions. Like they are substantial increases in Australia's national emissions. They're some of the biggest gas proposals on earth, and they rank as some of the biggest new gas projects anywhere in the world. So their emissions are just enormous, and they lock in gas production for many years. So yeah, you're right. I mean, people, the federal Labor government's got a kind of a contradictory record on climate action when it comes to domestic emissions reduction here in Australia. The Albanese government's actually done a pretty good job. They've done several, I could rattle off a shopping list of domestic policy levers that the federal government has pulled to get Australia's domestic emissions down. But when it comes to coal and gas exports, the Albanese government has been absolutely let rip. And of course, that's because we don't largely account for the emissions from our exported fossil fuel projects. So while we're doing some good work, the federal government's doing some good work on the domestic front, it's being let down by continually approving large coal and gas projects for export. And of course, as we know, it doesn't matter where Australian coal and gas is burnt, whether it's in Australia or in Japan or in Taiwan or in South Korea or in China, the impact on our climate is the same. The impact on the Great Barrier Reef is the same. And the impact on making extreme weather in Australia worse is the same, no matter where that coal and gas is burnt. So we want to see from the federal government the kind of commitment to emissions reduction that we're seeing at a domestic level. We need to see Australia urgently move away from these high-emitting, export-oriented coal and gas projects.
It's really frustrating that the natural environment is being trashed, that the Indigenous people are just sidelined, and big multinationals are not only, and their shareholders are reaping all these monetary profits without even paying taxes here.
Well, the gas industry pays little or no tax for its gas exports. The coal industry does through its royalties, but the gas industry and its two big players, its two big Australian players, Woodside and Santos, really get away with murder when it comes to extracting gas, which is a public good owned by all Australians. They get to dig it up and flog it overseas for very little return back to the public purse here in Australia, compared to other high gas producing countries like Qatar and others that get significant taxes and royalties back to their government to spend on the things that we all know we need governments to spend money on, like schools and hospitals and roads and so forth. Australia makes very little from the gas industry here in Australia, and Santos and Woodside have, sometimes it feels like, free rein to expand some already large gas operations even further. And I rattled some of those big proposals off, like Beetaloo and Barossa in the NT, and Northwest Shelf, Scarborough, Browse and Kimberley fracking in WA. these are the epicentre of the big gas expansions that just simply can't go ahead if we're to have a safe climate.
ACF asked people to, I mean, it was a dead, there was a deadline on Wednesday to get people to send letters to the minister. What other things are afoot? You know, raising awareness. What is going to happen if these people are allowed to continue?
Well, on the fracking front, so on onshore gas mining, we're calling on Environment Minister Tanya Plibersek to, as I said, call those projects in and to be assessed by the federal nature, federal nature laws, the EPBC Act, using the water trigger. So there is nothing stopping Tanya Plibersek calling fracking in the Beetaloo. And in the Kimberley, in calling those projects in, and we urge the federal government to do so. And we're conducting a range of actions to try to show Tanya Plibersek there's lots of public support for making that decision. So ACF members and supporters will be getting further emails about other things they can do in the coming months to help encourage Tanya Plibersek to make that decision before the next federal election.
Thanks for talking to me.
Thanks, Annie. Thanks so much.